Today we will be presenting true facts about the Hughes Unicorn. Really? It's going to be a parody of that series? What do you call a parody of a parody? Never mind. Far to the north, just past Red Baron Pizza Land, lies the quaint metropolis of Sparkle City. In it we find the Hughes family, a small family of many colors that have taken up residence in a book fort with fanciful wooden trim. It is here that they stay when they are not visiting their earth pony farmers or breeding, or both. You see, the Hughes family are eugenicists, which is a fancy word for having sex with whatever they fancy in hopes of creating something the fashion world calls designer bebes. To understand this, imagine you're at a food court with no one restaurant offering a satisfactory meal. To get around this, you take a little bit of food from each stand and then have sex with it. That is how the Hughes Unicorn do. Indeed, one of them appears to have mated with a bug in the effort to have some sort of mutant-winged unicorn offspring. Here, she even remarks on having had a discussion about mating with a bug with her own parents. Creepy. Oh, and this bat thing is going to be related to the mutant. Weird and creepy. A twofer. True facts. Moving past talking about sex to your parents, we can see a variety of other social dynamics playing out. Telling a grieving pony their friend went crazy and was blown into itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot meat chunks. The father playing around with some sort of weird magical skull thing of dark magic. The bird-cat thing thinking the unicorns to be mass-murdering demigods. All this while a large star-patterned bird, a flying cat, and a zebra move about damaging, even destroying their surroundings. As you can see, nothing can faze the Hughes. Indeed, if patients were candy, they would be among the most delicious ponies in existence. That metaphor seems a little weird to me, but whatever. After a nice rest, the Hughes set to expanding their fort, purchasing from a visiting unicorn books whose titles sound like they come from a random book title generator. That is, most likely because they are. Despite many purchases are made, and the book fort is expanded for the incoming generations of mutants. After this exchange, the Hughes are introduced to new activities, such as wrestling with the catbird by proxy, and the catbird thing proposes to a Swiss cheese unicorn during some drug-induced stupor. I am beginning to think this documentary should be about the catbird. He seems like quite the odd duck. See what I did there, Jerry? What's the script? I'll stick you to the script. True facts. Following this multi-day exchange of varied and strange activities, the Hughes see their pregnant spawn off as she goes to try and prevent an imminent civil war to the north, among many other dangers. Indeed, placing children in danger, even pre-birth, is as much a custom to the Hughes as the ever-present hunt for the best breeding partners. Survival and sexing of the fittest is how the Emerald's mom ended up rearing exactly 3 spawn all the way to maturity, at least one of which is probably related to her husband. The traveling daughter with her cohorts, meanwhile, head off to catch a giant lizard to eat for the catbird and Swiss cheese unicorn's wedding feast orgy. Wait, orgy? What? Shouldn't they say... What? They're the same? Really? This has been True Facts about the Hughes Unicorn. Next time, we will be following the catbird wedding feast orgy because it's freaky. It's my kind of freaky. Oh yeah.